This podcast will be about the war in Yemen. It started 4 years ago by President Obama and continued to this day with President Trump. What I don't understand about it is, why are we there? All we do is refuel the planes with our American tankers, you know, sell cheap goods, or expensive goods, I guess, to the Saudi military. But in effect, this war has caused a mass starvation and the killing of civilians. Just today, the Saudi planes blew up a prison, killed 60, 70 people. And so I really wonder why the United States is in this war, why President Obama got it in, why do we continue with it to this day? I think in some ways the examination of this war also must be looked at by both parties, because it seems like it's just something they can't get rid of. It's just something that is ongoing and unstoppable. There are crimes against humanity in this war. The Saudis have bombed hospitals, prisons, weddings, funerals, community affairs. It's unquestionable, and they block the food aid and water that's coming in for both sides at the ports. So there is mass starvation, and people are dying by the thousands, and especially children, are dying in this war. I don't understand it. I don't really get it. It's a four-year-old war. And the Saudis went, instead of them fighting themselves in a civil war, which is, it is, you know, I should go back for a second. There's a civil war between the Houthis, or a sect of the Shia religion. And they're a minority inside of Yemen. And they rebelled against the government and fought them and drove them out. The exiled government now lives in Saudi Arabia. Also supporting Saudi Arabia is United Arab Emirates. They and the Saudis pay for this war for the most part. But the Saudis went over to Darfur and Sudan and gave millions of dollars to Bashir, the now thrown out leader of Sudan by popular rebellion in Sudan. He got paid a fortune personally for Darfur soldiers. There's 15,000 young people, primarily children under the age, you know, of 16, that are fighting in this war. The Houthis also use children as well, so both sides do it. And both sides kills innocents as well. So there's no angel in this battle. The United States is also fighting ISIS there, in the other part of Yemen, in the eastern part of Yemen. And they chase them around over there and use drones, killing all the time. And who knows how many innocent people die in those drone strikes. Nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to care. The Red Cross tries to do something about this war and calling for, you know, fairness and treatment, but to no avail to date anyway. But it's a war that the UAE and the Saudi Arabia is helped by the Americans. The Americans refuel the war planes of the Saudis and send them intel from, you know, from our satellites as well, to let them know where the Houthis are, where they're not, and all that sort of thing. But there's nothing in Yemen that the United States wants or needs or even has aspirations for. It's not one of those big oil countries, you know. And so it's kind of a desert, really. You know, it's kind of rocks and sand, sort of like Afghanistan. We seem to get lost in these wars with rocks and sand. I kind of don't understand it. But over 90,000, 95,000 people have died already in this war. And mass starvation continues to this day. So in some ways, I wonder why in heaven are we in this middle of this thing? I think in a certain sense, the effort to stop the war has been small. very small indeed. The war in Yemen is also seldomly on television at all. I mean, it runs 24/7, talks about every darn thing in the world, but it never really mentions the war in Yemen, and it has no footage of the war in Yemen, seldomly as well. I don't understand that either. Both, you know, Fox and as well as the other two liberals, they don't seem to run anything on Yemen as well. And no one seems to be worried about these crimes against humanity that the Saudis are creating practically all the time. Now, Iran comes into the picture because they're a Shiite sect, the Houthis, the minority fighters, and they're now beginning to supply them with drones and missiles and things like that. And the Houthis are now beginning to fire those into Saudi Arabia, returning, you know, after 4 years of the same. They're trying to return the favor of those kind of missiles and bombs and drones and all that kind of modern warfare business. But without much success. They're usually blowing up sand and nothing else. But it's frightening to the Saudis because they live on their border. They live a large part of the border is Houthi controlled. And so in a certain sense, this is just, the Yemen is a fight between an exiled government and a minority people. And that's all it is. And so we should not be in there. I'm not arguing pro or con for the Houthis or the exile government. But I am arguing the United States should not be providing these tankers to refuel these warplanes of the Saudis. And the Saudis themselves, if they want to fight in Yemen, why don't they send their own people to fight instead of bringing over children fighters from Darfur? And so this whole thing, and as it comes up in Congress, and I've been following it, I think I was one of the early writers against the war. Not that I want to brag about that. I'm sort of ashamed of it. But I was one of the early writers, bloggers, against this war. And I went after it early on. I was pleased to be able to be someone that did that. But on the other hand, you know, it's also a neglect of a very important foreign policy discussion that has not gotten really national debate at all. I would even guess that most Americans don't even know about the war in Yemen or who the Houthis are, you know, or that there are Darfur fighters in Yemen against the Houthis. And now it's gotten even more complicated because the UAE, United Arab Emirates, has split from the Saudis and kind of pulled their soldiers back. And they're now fighting with the exile government forces, which even complicates this even further. So there are now four or five different units, and you don't know who's fighting who from day to day. It's kind of, I think it's really Saudi Arabia's Vietnam. And just as we should have gotten out of Vietnam long before we did, my advice is the United States ought to get away from the Saudis and the UAE in this war in Yemen and withdraw our tankers, quit giving them intelligence. And if they're going to fight this war, let them fight it themselves. But I think the United States ought to get out of this war as quickly as possible. This is Jack Healy. Thanks for listening.